Blog Talk Radio.
For you, my soul and heart. Take a look at the big picture in We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created us. Listen to the message of concern.
Hey, right there.
Okay.
Merciful. Thank you. Chaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilahi ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilahi Muhammad al Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God. The proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation to test this human being, the crown of the creation. And see, he is worthy of the great reward for doing right in this earth. So we are the Black Talk Radio Station coming out of California, sponsored by Amin Muhammad, who is setting up the SIM school in California, and we hope that all these SIM schools come throughout all the human being community in America. So we here tonight, here in the blessed Ramadan, we in the spirit of Ramadan. We thank Allah for blessing us with such inscribing for us exactly what we need. And Ramadan is exactly what we need. And we pray that the whole world catch on and start doing Ramadan. What a beautiful time. But we're here tonight on this Black Talk Radio Station still trying to get rid of racism in the world. And it ain't going away fast enough. Our DA, Maddie, Williams Trump said he's going to send his, turn his lawyers back to get rid of this woman was voted in to do a job. And she tried to do her job. And because she's an African American, I believe that is a fact. And she got Trump over a barrel. She got him just where he put himself, because he was trying to get the people here to go back in the African American neighborhood and change the vote. This wicked man that the world, that these people had not try to dismiss or get rid of him. Let him hang around. An evil man tried to have the courthouse pulled down. I mean, Washington, D.C. had the White House just tore up, trying to kill Pence, his vice president. People went in the White House to kill him, to hang him, because Donald Trump told him to do it. And these people won't get rid of this man. I don't understand it. I do understand that we living in America where bad people can come, and as long as they don't get caught by the big bad person, they got a way in to live in America. So we're tonight, we like to Omar talk up with a prayer call at Fatiha. First, we say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language, that it will reveal then. And then we will come back and say it in the English translation. Humalee Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilayimin Rahman Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدني الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعم عليهم ظالم عدو عليهم ولا تغني آمين. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejecting enemy, cast with the name of Almighty God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those go astray. I mean. So we thank Allah again. We like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world. This is the best of the greeting. As-salamu alaykum. Simply mean, may God, may Allah peace be upon us, be on us, and that obligates us to keep the peace. So we're here tonight again. Fighting the scheme. I once heard Elijah Muhammad said he was told by his leader, by his so-called God, told Elijah if he killed the devil, he going to end up killing most of his people. I never forgot that. Why he's going to do that? Because most of the people that look like us, we love this world, because this world gives us nothing. The world of Satan gives us nothing. So we love Satan because he gives us nothing. So we want to get rid of Satan. We want to get rid of the problem that he caused, so we can all live in peace, because Satan knows how to know that words make us and shape us and form the world that we live in. He knows that some words bring us up and some words bring us down. And Satan is one who used the words to bring the human being who is African American or dark skin consent down. Why? Because long he got one people think they can walk over another people, there's no peace gonna ever come. God told Saint Nelson, well and good. He said, if the people follow you after the truth comes, I'm gonna feel hell with you and them. So nobody gets away with anything. So we here tonight trying to expose the lies that we have come in contact with. All the lies, get rid of all of them. Santa Claus, one about Easter, one about all of them about Jesus died for our sin, nothing but a big lie. Moses and all the lies on Moses. He was a Jew. That's another lie. We all supposed to be human beings. And when we at being human beings, we at our best. Allah said we the crown of this situation. We the crown of it. I mean, we can change it, but we're going to take all of us to do it. Most of all of us to do it. Because that's what doing for self means. That we are working together to make good come out of the word do for self, bring out all the good. That means working with each other, spend money, being kind to each other, doing the thing that human beings normally do with good human beings, respecting each other. So when we do all that, the human beings can say that the world is being remade. So we here, and we hope to, that we all enjoy our program tonight, and we're here to make a difference. And we pray to Allah, whatever we said be some good, be some benefits. If we say anything wrong, we're going to ask Allah to forgive us. And who is the best to forgive than Allah? So I'd like to bring one of our co-workers, let him get started talking. And that's Brother Suja, Sister Karam. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Sister Karam, Brother Suja. As-salamu alaykum, your mic is on. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaykum as-salam. As-salam. Well, sister, you got it.
No, alhamdulillah. Shuja, Brother Shuja, I said he's coming on in a few minutes, getting about 2 minutes.
Okay, well, you here, so what you got to say? What you want to say to this Ramadan season?
This is brother's night.
Anybody can come on here. Anybody come on here. A Jew, Gentile, Caucasian, Mexican, Spanish, Asian, African American, female, male, you know, even the funny people can come on here. So this is where you come get well at on this Rock Talk Radio thing. They'll get well before they get in and tickle. Because we're going to bring nothing but the facts and the truth. Huh? Okay, well. So, I'm going to keep rolling. I'm going to break my fast while I'm talking. I'm praying to do to Allah. May Allah continue to bless us in doing this month of Ramadan. Protect our fans, protect us as we are in this world unharmed, we can just really, it's just a tough time in America. But don't have to be like that. We got to stop sending our government. We're going to try to get some people involved. Well, they got some name, Brother Suja.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. You got it. It's up, but, you know.
Our oldest regular minister, kind of like Jesus, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. We bear witness and we testify that there is only one creator, there is only one God. And we bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, to peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace and Ramadan Mubarak. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we are always, always happy that Allah is blessing us with the opportunity to pass on just to give our brothers and sisters, the people, another option. Allah says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Who doeth more wrong than he who invented a lie against Allah? Or reject his sign. Verily the wrongdoers never shall prosper. One day we shall gather them all together. We shall say to those who ascribe partners to us, where are the partners whom we invented and talked about?" You see? So it's not nothing everlasting. It's not nothing that's going to be forever. God got a son. Jesus is God. The Spirit is God. That's not going to last forever. You know, let them have their good time. But Allah said that one day he going to gather them all together. He gonna gather them up. And they're going to have to come before Allah and face the reality. They're going to have to come before Allah and face the reality. So that's what time it is, brothers and sisters. So we're not worried about them controlling the media. Control, they got all the wealth, you know. They got all the wealth. Establishing what education they want to be put out there, pushing their own image. Columbus discovered America and all that, you know, it's Let them go ahead. They laughing and joking about Trump and Biden right now. You know, both of them is theirs. And it's a joke to them. You know, that's to see us like I heard the Caucasian said, we got a group of blacks. Talking against Biden and talking about they voting for Trump. Let them go head on. And let them have a good time, you know. But things is not going to be the way they think it's going to be. It's not going to be the same. See, we got some Uncle Tom saying that the Caucasian is so powerful that if we set up his system, if we help him set up his system, and then that means that he has a place. He has a place in that system. That he'd be able to take care of his family, buy him a home, give him a new car. And he think everybody else is going to suffer. And it ain't going to be like that, brothers and sisters. Allah said it's our time. It's our time. It's the believer's time. He said that he blessing us with the whole earth. And he going to give us power. So it's not going to be like that. I know many of us don't believe in God. We don't believe in God. We don't believe it's going to happen. I believe what I read in the book. I believe that the Quran speaking the truth and the Prophet Muhammad spoke the truth. In 2024, I see those things what the Quran is talking about is coming into existence. I see it. So we gonna keep on asking for the removal of all images that portray God, and that nothing in creation is like God. Nothing in creation is like God. Everything in creation is dependent. And God, the creator of the heavens and earth, is independent. He don't need nothing. He don't need air or water or food. He don't experience death. We know that that's a big lie, that Jesus died for our sin, and that he was God and all that, and he died on the cross. They killed him, you know. It's funny, they always want to, even though they say he died, they want to show that they the one killed him. they got to show that they got some power. They want to show that they the one that killed him. We kill God. If we kill God, what do you think about you? They say that they used to have a dead person on the cross, the one that they're fighting against, and used to have him set up where they I don't know how they do that. I can't even see them doing that. But they said that they had a dead man on the cross and had that dead man and ride that dead man towards them in an attack. And so they did that to show the people that they were fighting what's going to happen to them. That don't make it sound real. Just me talking about it. I can't even see that. I can't see them riding nobody on two pieces of wood, on a horse, in the front or in the back. I can't even see that. I don't even know how they're gonna balance the burden. You see how obvious that lie is? That lie is obvious. It's not believable. It's not believable. So every day they push Jesus. Every day. They got our African American out front in pushing Jesus. Now you got an African-American kind of seeing like he's pushing that which is in the Quran and that he's against the lie that has been told. But at the same time, he turned around and he pushing Jesus. He done told the world that Jesus is God. But it's amazing how a whole lot of, he got a whole lot of followers. It's amazing how people believe that. How they believe when a person says, this ain't God. Then he turn around and say that Jesus is God. How do they believe that? And he's saying that God is a spirit. This is what he's saying. And the only true book religion is the Bible. That he can go in the Bible and whoop anybody. That he'll tear you up in the Bible. The only way he can whoop anybody in the Bible, he talking to a bunch of ignorant people. His audience got to be ignorant, and where they can bear witness to him and make him think that he's telling the truth. Jesus is not God. Jesus is not the Son of God. The Spirit is not God. We say in Islam, Allahu Akbar, that God is greater, greater than anything that you can imagine that he is. He's way greater than that. The Quran say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. There will then be left no subterfuge for them but to say, by Allah our Lord, we were not those who joined gods with Allah. Behold how they lie against their own soul. But the lie which they invented will leave them in the lurch. Of them there are some who pretend to listen to thee, but we have thrown veils over their hearts. Ain't that something? The following, the one that's acting like they believe in the truth, Allah said he throw a veil over their heart because they are lies and they're phonies. Of them, there are some who pretend to listen to thee, but we have thrown veils on their hearts so they understand it not. And deafness in their ears. If they saw every one of the signs, they would not believe in them. In so much that when they come to thee, they but dispute with thee. The unbelievers say, these are nothing but tales of angels. Others they keep away from it, and themselves they keep away. But they only destroy their own soul, and they perceive it not. If thou couldst but see when they are confronted with the fire, they would say, would that we was but sent back. Then would we not reject the signs of our Lord, but would be amongst those who believe. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu speaks the mighty truth. I came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum.
Lika Isalaya.
Alhamdulillah. My wife and I are going to go and break our fast. That quick.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
I said, I'm going
to. Well, you made it plain that we don't see how people stay alive.
You put this on pause.
I told them kind of lies that they tell.
Put it on pause.
If only could tell a lie like that, if I didn't believe that was going to be a judgment day. I, that I was phony, a fraud to my own words. But they, you're right. How do they say that in their heart? When they say they believe in God, then they give you a physical God. And they'll tell you that nobody never seen God. And then they'll turn around and say, Jesus is God. When we know who the art confusion, we know who that is. We know there ain't nobody but Satan himself. He's the art number one in keeping problems up. Number one. He's number one in stirring up problems. But that's okay. We're going to keep working in our place. We're going to keep acting our lives to help change this picture. And this is the best time in the season, during the month of Ramadan, to ask Allah things that you need. No better time. But it's still a shame that we have these problems. All this beautiful material that we enjoy, that could be enjoyed by this world, still we have these big major liars. So we're just going to have to keep working to change this picture. We're going to have to keep working. Because this picture is going to be changed. We're going to have to change this ugly situation. Allah says he will never change the people condition until they change what's bothering their heart. All people I know, they bothered by this situation. Those ones don't even act like they people. They sleep on the bridges. They sleep on the benches. They sleep wherever they can sleep because they done somewhat gave up on the valuable life that God has given them. So we got to keep pointing to the problem and then point to the solution. Solution is to turn back and worship the Creator in spirit and truth. That's how we clear the mess up. It was a beautiful day, but it was cold. Wind blowing. But yesterday it was 77 degrees, and today is 50. And going down. And the March wind is blowing. So, seasons are changing. So we the season for the world that we live in, he got to change too. Okay, let's keep living in this world. You know, that's really you living now. You don't know what to expect. People should be working to change this situation. It seems like they're waiting on somebody else to do what all of us should be doing. And that is the same. That all our problems. Some people are like they even care. I know they feel the problem when they see the problem and feel it when they go in the grocery store and they pay their car insurance when they go out and buy something to eat.
almost $30 for a plate of food, now $25, $30. I know they're feeling that. But Allah say you're not going to change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about ourselves. So we all should be working to get this situation changed so we can have heaven on earth. We can make the insurance company go down. We can make the stores go down. I just took a good look at the neighborhood I live in. Most of the business belong to the other people. And the shame of thing about that none of our people that goes in there spend money with those people. None of our people are working in those places. But we still go in there with our ugly face, not smiling face, go in there and spend our money with people who don't give a penny about us. And we want things to get better. But I know we feeling. I was in there one day, the guy, him and his wife, girlfriend, wife, he's African American, she's a Caucasian. And they had to bring all that stuff back. Beer, potato chips. He needs the money. But look at them, you think they ain't nothing, ain't no money problem they got. They all got his back. Look like he got a problem. Both of them got that too. See, they bring all this stuff they pay for back. See, being ignorant will punish you. And I think that the Caucasian was not probably used to doing stuff like that, seeing stuff like that. I think she was really unhappy. But she got, in her mind, she got a black man. He supposed to take care of him. But he can't pay the bill, gotta take the food back. Gotta take the potato chips and fabric softener, all that stuff back. All praise is due to Allah. So we look at, see when the Muslim look at the news, he's trying to read between the lines. He's trying to say, well, is this true or not? Don't make no sense. He's trying to make it make sense. Our people have been on the thing don't make sense for all these years. So some of them still don't try to make things make sense. Because it don't make no sense to me to tell me that a man died for my sin. And I'm looking at the reality of him dying, Jesus. So-called Jesus.
being murdered. How can you nail somebody to a cross if you're not killing them? I don't see how I can die for my sin anyway. I can see him going out on the mountain and say, I'm dying for the world's sin, and jump off. And he lose his life. I can't see that. And you definitely can't tell me that people are nailing people to a cross and saying these people died for our sin. I just can't believe it. I just don't accept that. I think that over. But here's a lie, and just like a lie told, another lie to come right behind. But he coming back. He came back and walked around. I said to myself, it's them real con men that told that lie. And got the people to believe it and get the people to repeat that lie. They repeat it just like they heard it. My Lord and Savior was nailed to the cross. When I look at that, it can't be my Lord and Savior. Because if it's my Lord and Savior, the first one that should have been saved was himself. It make no sense. Kill a man, then you turn around and say he died for all your sins. People don't say that word. I'm looking at you killing them. They ain't saying that. They ain't speaking in the reality. And so we think I lost them. Well, you may have marked demons who made religion make sense. They make life itself make sense. You know what I'm saying? How did he do that? He gave the Quran to us in simple and plain language, also the Bible, and made it make sense. Then listen to the reading going on. And every time you read always something different coming out of that. Always something different coming out of it. Why? Because the book is always growing, always feeding, always helping somebody. Stop doing that. You read for 8 hours, and you come back, and they say read for another 8 hours, you always read something different. Say like the pages are different. Same page, same words that made from ink in the draft will seem like it's new. And people are talking about miracles. That is a miracle. Real miracle. Thank Allah for the bust on one of your Satan. Thank him for Ramadan. Thank him for life. We thank him for so much. We can't count them.
some things that we're so thankful for. And God make it clear that your real reward is with him. Allah made that clear. That your reward is with Allah, your creator of this creation. Your reward is with Allah. And Allah is always forgiving and most merciful. Allah lets you know that you're going to make mistakes. But you ask him for forgiveness, and he's going to grant it. And but the only mistake that you won't get no grant or get no forgiveness for, that you take something and make it a god and you try to serve it like you should be serving Allah. Allah says there's no hope for you. That's the only thing he won't forgive you for. Everything else this world calls you to do, you can seek Allah protection and forgiveness, and he'll forgive you for it. And Allah says that seven him, Prophet Muhammad made eight him, says that we know that seven him, and Prophet Muhammad went to eight. So you, if you get into one of those, you are truly blessed. So Allah is most merciful. But these people do these major murder and killing and babies, and God told them not to kill. He didn't tell you what he's going to do to it. He said, do not kill. He said, don't steal. He said, be a good mother and father. Respect everybody. Treat everybody right. And you that break all them commandments, your chance of getting to paradise is slim and none. You come out better trying to pull a camel through the eye of a needle. And that's how much you got to go once you start worshiping an image. Putting some image up as your Lord and Savior. Allah is the only Savior. He's the Lord of all the world. You know, you got a Lord of London. You got a Lord probably over there in Russia, Putin. And we might have a Lord back here, Trump. But those Lords have no heart. They like the Tin Man. They ain't got no heart. They ain't got no, they like the Scarecrow. They ain't got no brain. They ain't got no love for the human family. Human beings are supposed to love each other no matter how they look or where they come from on this earth. We are supposed to love each other. That's what the scripture says. Where the scripture comes. It let us know that we are human beings. And we're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to reflect why we love. We're supposed to reflect on that. Because none of us gave ourselves, I know, the color, even the texture of our skin come from God. And all of it is a test. Because if one of the test is that you pass it through. And that at the end of this life, wherever your life speaks about you and how you live and how you supposed to, how you govern yourself on this earth, they're going to, this world, the angels are recording everything we have done from the day we born until the day we die. Nobody leaves this world without getting the judgment from the Creator himself, and they're going to get the full judgment on the other side. And when I say the other side, I'm saying life after death. Because Christian got a song, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
well-rounded summer. All of us want to be in there and died in the state of Arizona. Everybody gonna wish they had died like that. No matter whether they're Muslim, Jew, or Christian, everybody gonna wish they had died in the state of Arizona. Because Allah said he gonna raise us up by our very fingerprints. Then he give us a picture of a horrible thing that could happen to you, that he gonna let happen to you, that something gonna burn your skin off. Then he gonna put new skin on you, and that will be burned off, and that gonna continue to Allah stop it. The pain and the agony, all of that that you earn, you only get what you earn or what you strive for the best. We can't say we are following Allah and we don't protect all, say we don't protect all females, all children should be protected, and all of them should be in a good environment. Not just a one in America, but in Russia, China, and Mexico. We all children, but this world of Satan, he don't want those other people in those countries, children, living in a safe environment. Because we're all human beings, and human beings supposed to love each other. We shouldn't be put against each other for no reason. Yeah, we can play basketball against each other, football. We can play pool and any other things, swimming contest. That's good to compete with each other. But after competing with each other, the best way is to brace each other and shake each other's hand and say, you won today, but I'll be back tomorrow. That's love. This world don't tell us the wrong way how to love. Because it teaches us to get revenge, hurt somebody if you have to. If they take something from you, you try to take everything they got, even their life. This is what Hollywood is promoting on through Netflix and all the other channels, GoBe, Tubi, all these channels that we look at, and they promote revenge. Allah said in the Bible, "Eye for eye, and tooth for tooth." But these people don't. They want their eye and the tooth and the toenails and the arm leg. They want everything. Who made them like this? This is the characteristic of something Satan has made. An unnatural human being just want to kill. Now the human being, something he have to kill. He have to kill the being that he gonna deny. Or the chicken or the turkey, whatever he eats tonight, has to die so he can live. So he had to kill it. But God tell us how to do that. He said, halal it. Say a prayer over the food you're about to eat. Or you're about to take and put it in a nerve and put it in somebody's body. Say a prayer over it. This is what Allah said, dude. Halal, cause halal, or bibala. You grow it, and you grow it, take care of that animal. A beehive. All this instruction Allah gave us what to do. The Jews do it similar, and they have kosher food, and it's permissible to eat. They have kosher food that is cooked. Miserable. I know some of them Zionists go to a screen because we went into one store. They had some kosher peas. Once I seen that, I stopped going in that market. If they have the nerve to put some kosher pigs up there
And there's people might come in there and buy it because they sell kosher food. Then I said, these are real con artists. These are real flim-flammers. These are real manipulators. You know? So I stopped going in there. And I, you know, seeing something like that made me sick. But we here tonight and say, all praise is due to Allah. That the human being can change just like the blanket of an eye. If he decided to be the best human being that God made him be, he all he got to do is turn right and go straight and be the best human being that God created him.
That's right.
Well, we see people as human beings. We see the cow as a cow that gives milk. And we only reason we want to give milk is the female can't have no milk because when the baby come here, the Allah put milk in the woman to take care of that baby with her own milk. And that is especially for that baby. But Satan made the breast a sex object, made it something to lead men in temptation. Looks like it leading women and men in temptation, the breast. And the breast is nothing but milk bottles for the babies. So they made to breastfeed a baby. And people wonder why that child they got, when they give that cow milk, why they want to jump on the shallow lid or want to jump over the couch. They've been drinking that cow milk. Down that milk is a substitute for the real milk. Except the real milk is in the female breast. The breastfeed the baby. But they make that look so ugly. Satan done that. Made it look past law because women cannot be naturally taking care of their baby out in the public because it might turn some crazy man on. So we said, praise be to Allah. We have been like Humpty Dumpty, but Almighty God put all of us back together again. All we got to do is continue to pray, live a decent life, treat everybody right, invite people to what is good, and ask them forbid what is wrong. That's all we got to do. And once we do that, we're going to see this new world come in. The new world is coming. Allah said he planned. And they plan, and Allah said he the best of plan. And he already said, he showed us with Moses. The people can figure out how this world, Pharaoh had, was going to come out, go out, and nothing come in. But Allah knows, God knows, and he did it. And he put it in the book that Moses separated from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh came after him with his army, after they told them they can leave. And God drowned the army of Pharaoh. But what happened when he drowned the army of Pharaoh? Pharaoh said, Moses God is God. And the man watched him and said, that's why Pharaoh and Moses in the book, because Pharaoh did submit. He said, Moses God is God. Huh? I know Hollywood had a whole lot of unnecessary stuff there. But that's Hollywood. Hollywood do what Hollywood going to do. And Allah going to do what he going to do. And what Allah going to do, he going to be everlasting. He going to be real. Hollywood is showing you some stuff that's not real. But they make it seem like it's real. So we thank Allah for this blessed month of Ramadan. Is Brother Sujah back? Sujah, are you back?
I'm listening.
Well, they got the man.
All right.
Well, they got
I got it.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. You every time you fire, you were hitting them all. Praise be to Allah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. This job that we got is you got to love it. You got to love it. Yes, indeed. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for everybody that stand up and say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah, you know, and bear witness to the truth. Some people can't stand up with the truth. They can't hang out with the truth. It's too tough for them. And there's peoples that pretend that they believe in the truth, you know, and that they can stand up with the truth. And they bear witness to the truth. But the Quran says they don't really believe. But there's in the Quran, I will do Blake even if you're talking about Jim. We want to drop this on you right quick before you leave. Allah said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim." With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Allah said, "We have thrown veils on their hearts so they understand it not, and deafness in their ears. If they saw every one of the signs, they will not believe in them. In so much that when they come to thee, they but dispute with thee. The unbelievers say, these are nothing but tales of the ancient. Others they keep away from it, and themselves they keep away. They only destroy their own soul, but they perceive it not. If thou couldst but see when they are confronted with the fire, they would say, would that we were but sent back. Then would we not reject the signs of our Lord, but would be amongst those who believe. Yea, in their own eyes, will become manifest what before they concealed it. But if they were returned, they would certainly relapse to the things they were forbidden. For they are indeed liars." So they'll go right back to the things that was forbidden to do. But they want to act as though that they believe. And they sometimes say, there's nothing except our life on this earth. And never shall we be raised up again. They don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in the judgment. If thou couldst but see when they are confronted with their Lord, he would say, is not this the truth? They would say, yea, by our Lord. He would say, take ye then the penalty because ye rejected faith. Allah said, lost indeed are they who treat it as a falsehood that they must meet Allah. Until on a sudden the eye was on them and they say, woe unto us that we took no thought of it. For they bear their burden on their backs, and even these are the burden that they bear. What is the life of this world but play and amusement? But best is the home in the hereafter for those who are righteous. Will you not then understand? We know indeed the grief which their word do cause thee. I mean, it hurts. It hurts. And they're going to try to make you look like you, or the hypocrite. They're going to try to make it seem like you not plan what doing what Allah wants you to do. They're gonna say things that is ugly. You show them the truth in the Quran, and they're gonna act like they don't understand it, like it's not what it's saying. So And we know indeed the grief which their word do cause thee. It is not thee they reject, it is the signs of Allah, which the wicked condemns. Rejected was the messenger before thee, with patience and constancy they bore their rejection and their wrong. This is what the messenger did. They took it. Say they rejected the messengers before thee, said, but the messenger was patient and constantly they bore their rejection and their wrong until one aid did reach them. There's none that can alter the words and decree of Allah. Already has thou received some account of those messengers. Sallallahu Gadeen, truly Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allah give us a way out of this. He show us exactly what they did before now. And there's another phrase in the Quran. It said they do it as though, like they rehearsed it. They do the same thing over and over. Praise be to Allah. It's the time we're going to, inshallah, close up in prayer. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray, I mean. As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you, Brother Sujar, and everybody who came in tonight.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope to see you back here tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam.